It's an annual tradition in Thailand. Elephants dressed as Santa Claus on parade, handing out toys to school children. And it's not just the children who get excited.
Oh, this is the best day of the year. This is the best day of the year when the elephants come.
Halfway across the world in Mexico, Santa takes a human form, going for a swim with the fishes, delighting children at this zoo in Guadalajara. Elsewhere in Mexico, for the 115th year, they're celebrating Noche de Rabanos, Night of the Radish, with Christmas sculptures carved out of, what else, radishes. It is brilliant how the artisans transform these pieces into magic. They make you dream and make your thoughts shine and transport them somewhere else with their images. In frozen Moscow, it's cold, but not too cold for Grandfather Frost to make an appearance by bus and even call on a bit of holiday magic. In Germany, families warm up before heading into the forest to cut down their own Christmas trees and lug them back home. Wherever you go, there's plenty of shopping to do. These American shoppers are packing into stores, hoping to find last-minute gifts and deals. In Lagos, Nigeria, decorations are up, but many last-minute shoppers worry the celebrations will be dampened by frequent power outages.
Nigeria is in a state where if you're not in some good estate that has power, their own power supply or their own generator, or you don't have the money to run your own generator, you can't enjoy these simple things that make Christmas enjoyable.
There are also more traditional celebrations, like this one in Bethlehem, where bands play in Manger Square as crowds gather to celebrate midnight mass. Even in war-ravaged Syria, there are signs of Christmas. Though one Christian woman says this year, the holiday is more about hope than joy.
Our only hope is that our God will be with us and help us to do something to heal the wounds of those displaced and sad families and to make them happy, even with symbolic things.
This Syrian choir finding reasons to sing as many in Syria and across the world pray for a safer and happier new year. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.